Red Edition, welcome. Happy day. We need to increase our impact. Okay, our narrative of the free market system, you can't pull your punches. Kind of like if you have a fight with somebody, if he's your brother, you kind of ooh, and you pull your punch. Whereas if he ain't your brother and you don't even like him, you're supposed to punch right through his head, just saying. Kind of the same thing applies to business and politics. We got to stop pulling our punches. You pull your punch because you're a nice guy and you got to stop it. We got to start talking. I'm going to focus right now in this little vent, I guess, on banks. The Bank Act in Canada and Canada. The Bank Act in Canada is a mess. There's no competition, and banks, they just make me crazy, and they're all the same. Okay? Here's a story I want to share with you. I went into the CIBC, that's the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce, just the other day, and I went to the bank machine. I wanted to take out $1,000 in cash. I put my little card in, I got the $1,000. It came out all in 20s. Now, that's too much to carry around, Zoom. So I looked over, and there was nobody in line at the teller, so I went up to the teller, and I said, you change some of these into larger bills. As she was doing that, she was very gracious, and she said, of course. And as she was doing that, I commented, making conversation only, I said, hey, I just came back from the United States. So many places have signs up, and they say, we don't accept $50 bills or $100 bills. Her body language, it changed. And she said, of course not. Look who's running the country. And I thought, what? What has that got to do with anything? Just kind of strange behavior. I mean, the press, the mainstream press, the fake news, they're winning. They got to her. I mean, what a comment to make to a customer like me, right? Okay, so that was the other day. And then a couple of days after that, I went into the bank, Bank of Commerce, and I said, I need $6,500 in cash. Do you have that? And they said, yeah, we do. Typically, we don't give that much to one customer. We know you and we'll do that. And I said, good. I'm going to take it across the street, literally, to the Bank of Montreal and make a deposit for a fella that works for me, and we owe him $6,500. He's out of province. And if I give him a bank draft, then they have to phone on the bank draft, and you may not be here, and it's just painful. So give me the cash. She said, okay, that makes sense. You still with me? It gets worse. So she gives me the money. I'm in the bank a long time. I do have other things to do. So then I walk across to the Bank of Montreal and I said, here's this guy's bank account number and here's the cash. And they said, oh, we can't accept cash. Up to $3,000 we can, because it's not your account. Anything over $3,000, we're not, you know, we can't take it. I said, what? Why? That doesn't make any sense. And she said, well, it's our policy. And I said, show me that policy. Well, actually, it's the law. And I said, show me the law. And I'm getting kind of heated at that point. And she said, hey, that's just the way it is. Back I go. I take the $6,500. I go back to the CIBC, tell them the story. And I said, give me a draft. And I said, this is going to be very painful. Give me your business card and they'll phone and then you can verify it, right? Back I go, finally back to the Bank of Montreal with this draft in my hand. And I look at it and I say, hey, the last name is spelled incorrectly. I said, oh my good Lord. Back to the CIBC. And I said, you spelled. Okay, they corrected it. Back to the Bank of Montreal. And then they have to phone on it. And of course, the girl is busy and they can't get anybody on the phone. And I said, he's standing in his bank in another province. He wants the money. Hurry up. And blah, blah, blah. It went on and on. It's quite incredible. And then I said, why do you have to phone in a draft anyway? We have to make sure that it's not counterfeit. I called the manager over and I said, is there more cash that's counterfeit than bank drafts? And he said, well, of course. And I said, well, why don't you phone on cash? Why do you accept any cash? He didn't know. He was bewildered. Anyway, I finally got a hold of the bank. I grabbed the girl by the hand and said, come with me. And I walked across the street to the other bank. I said, would you two please chat? And they did. And I went back and we got the job done. Banking in Canada, banking anywhere, probably in the free world, but banking in Canada, it ain't easy. I just wanted to share that pain with you. How do you get rid of the pain? You need a better Bank Act, which means you need a better government. Wow. See ya.